Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Tom Becca is back, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of There's No Business Like the Show. He's a stand-up comic and a radio talk show host, God help him. He's been in the marketplace for a long time. He knows all about show business and the excitement and the travails that are there, and also his background makes him a good guy to talk to about media, how media, the old media is changing into the new media, and how that's affecting you and me and our small business. He's our good friend Tom Becker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning there, Jim. How you doing, man?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Tom, I had a big time on your show the other day. Good job. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I enjoyed you too. Great guest. Thanks for being on the program. You know, it's always good to get on and start talking about ideas and how we can all make our lives a little bit better and this changing environment, this changing world we're living in. I mean, your book deals with that. And yep. Me being in talk radio and in media, I've got to adapt to the changing times too. You know, I started realizing about maybe, 10, 15 years ago. I'm 58 years old. And I started realizing maybe 10 or 15 years ago that anybody that sat around the office, well, that's not how we used to do it. Wasn't around the office very long.
Well, I call those people dinosaurs. They're waiting to become extinct.
Yeah. So you've got to go and deal with the changing times and a new environment. And so it's always been a challenge that I've actually sort of embraced and enjoyed to see what the new challenges are. Not always easy, but if you don't stay on top of it, you're right, you're going to be a dinosaur.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I want to make sure people listening, folks who are listening, you're talking about media, people who are resisting the new media, but folks, look at whatever you're resisting at all. Anything you were doing 10 years ago that you're still doing, that the same way with a few exceptions, like the fundamentals, you know, you got the fundamentals that have never changed, like keeping good records and, you know, and that kind of thing. But basically, if you're going to market the same way you went to market 10 years ago, you're probably a dinosaur.
Yeah, no matter what line of work you're in, it's changing all the time. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're selling, what your services are, what your product is. It doesn't matter. You got to stay on top of it. And that's sort of what I've been doing. I mean, I do the talk radio program, which I love, but I've also started getting into podcasting now, and I've started my own website at TomBecca.com. TomBecca.com, which is a podcast page of interviews with everyday people with interesting stories to tell. And that's just because the spoken media is evolving also. The idea of the old talk radio paradigm of just calling in and complaining and bitching doesn't work anymore.
I started broadcasting in November of 97. January of 98, I started simulcasting. And I had, in those days, you know, there aren't too many people on the radio who've been simulcasting that long. But back in those days, I got a lot of pushback from my radio stations, my affiliates out there, because they didn't like that. They felt like it was cannibalizing their audience. They didn't realize that it was actually that the people who were listening on the internet in those days weren't in their audience. They were somewhere else. But the thing is within a very short time, most radio stations that are still around, most affiliates that are still around, started realizing that they needed to have a simulcast. And so you could listen on the radio, on the over the airwaves, or you could log on to their website and listen on their simulcast. They realized that they, even the radio industry, had to embrace the new media.
Yeah, no, and that's it, because, you know, the audience will lead you in that direction. The audience will tell you what they want. I mean, you go back to, you know, I do a talk radio program, and back back, you know, back when I first started, about 20 years ago, if somebody had a complaint, if somebody had that wanted to get their opinion out, they had either to call into a talk radio program or go to a, you know, letter to the editor.
Right.
Well, now they've got, now they want to get their opinion out, they've got blogs, they've got Twitter, they've got Facebook,
yep.
They've got other ways to do it. They don't need talk radio as their venue now to get their message out as much. Not only that, people don't, they don't use the phone the way they used to. They text, they tweet. They don't yep. use the phone to send a message out as much as they used to. So, you know, in that regard, too, you've got to be, if you're a talk radio host, you've got to be able to adapt to the fact that you're not going to be getting as many calls as you used to get, only because, I mean, the audience is still there. That's one thing we've noticed, too, with radio,
is that
you know, you talk about the other messages, people that listen online, people that go to the podcast, are heavy users of the product, and it's not hurting radio as much as everybody thought it would, and it's definitely not hurting radio the way that the new media is hurting newspapers and TV.
Well, everybody has to learn how to repurpose media. For example, you know, when I do four interviews every day, and four live interviews that turn into 10 podcasts. Now, if you're a small business owner and you're running a lawn and garden shop, Tom, and you do a 90-second video showing somebody how to take the blade off of their mower and not without hurting themselves, then you do that video. Then you got some smart technicians who can take that audio, whatever it is you're talking about, they can take that audio and it's a video and it becomes a podcast, somebody else transcribes it and it becomes an article. But here's the thing, the person with the knowledge, the expert, only did it one time. It turns into three different pieces of content that then lives free and flies free across multiple platforms on the internet.
Well, you said the magic word there, content. And I don't care what business you're in, what you're doing, it is, what is your content?
Right.
What, because, you know, we're in the media business, we got to get information out, okay? But if you're in insurance, if you're in, you know, retail, if you're in, you know, whatever, you know, lawn and garden, whatever your product is, it's about the content. How are you relating to that audience? How are you relating to that customer? What are you providing them? And you're right. The new media offers a lot of new opportunities,
right.
But it still boils down to you know, the basics that we've always had.
Tom, I need your website again, please.
TomBecka.com.
All right, so folks, check that out. And that's B-E-C-K-A, by the way. And you know how to spell yeah, Tom. Right. I'm Jim. We'll be right back 20 after. Stay with me.
Jody's gone to the rodeo, and you know some good old boys are ready to ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.